On November 29th, the SEPTA bus Route 23 was split into two lines, the Route 23 and Route 45. On the Tuesday before the Thanksgiving holiday, G-Town radio producer Jill Saw, Brian Hickey of Philly Voice, and myself, Tom Cassetta, took the long last ride on the 23, riding the entire length from Chestnut Hill to Oregon Avenue in South Philadelphia. We asked riders to share their experience on what it's like to ride SEPTA's busiest line.
So Jill, as long as I have you here, tell me a little bit about, you know, your experience riding the 23.
I have none, to be honest with you. I ride the 23 sort of as a novelty, and occasionally when I need to get somewhere where it's, you know, parking is an issue or there's a time, you know, I'm going to be there a long time, I do ride the 23. I like it, but when I ride it, I'm not on my way somewhere. Like, I have time.
So, have you ever taken the entire route of the 23 before?
I've never taken the entire route. No.
Same here. This is our first time.
I'm kind of excited.
It's always something I people have told me that, you know, especially, you know, because it is a long route, that you really should take it once as part of your Philadelphia experience.
Absolutely. I agree. And so I'm happy to do it now. I feel like a kid, like when I used to take my kids on bus rides or train rides, it's really kind of exciting. I really enjoy it a lot.
So, you know, how long have you been taking the 23?
Forever.
And do you have any great memories or stories about it?
Not really. Horror stories.
Care to relate one?
I'm good. This bus is the worst. Sorry.
I live in Germantown, but I'm not from up here.
Okay, so tell me about, you know, how often do you take the 23? What do you use the 23 for?
I take the 23 every day. I work 7 days a week. To go to work and, you know, do shopping. But the 23, this bus, you see some of everything we have.
I currently live in the Germantown area, and I am forced to rely on the 23 every morning. I think that any change or any improvements will be greatly appreciated. And I want to speak about the strong amount of bias incidences as far as single mothers, strollers, because we're forced to rely on public transportation.
I'm noticing here you have a stroller here with two, and you know you're doing a fine job of kind of maneuvering between the exit and the ramps and that stuff.
But my work uniform. I am a regular human, and I am held to the same standards as everyone else with the car. So when I'm looking at the schedule, and I know that waking up an hour early is not going to help because I have to literally be at three places at once, they need to be on time. Mm-hmm. And realistically, they're not there. I don't know who's keeping count, but they're not there. Those bus stops are barren for sometimes over a half hour to 45 minutes, and then you'll see four buses back to back.
What is your daily routine with the 23s, Ben?
I usually go to the Reading Terminal, but if I'm going further down, I would like to stay on one bus.
So what is your feelings about the 23 being split into two?
Why change something that works?
So have you had any good memories or a good story to share about your experience here on this long bus ride, as they call it?
Well, really, it's just convenient, you know.
My name is Aisha, and I catch the 23 either at Broad and Erie or at Germantown in Worcester. And I am Muslim, and it's a lot of us that come out there on Fridays, and the bus seems to see us and ride directly past us because it's a lot of us outside. Like, they do not like to stop for Muslims at all. The 23 route also takes like forever. Like, it never shows up. If it do show up, it's super crowded. They ride right past everybody. Like, the bus drivers are rude, ignorant. Like, I don't know, it's the wrong bus to catch. They need to make two buses for this route.
Well, they have split the bus line in half. I don't know if that's going to make any improvements or not, but have you heard about that? And how will that affect you?
If it's cut in half, then the ride should be a little bit more, you know, continuous. Like, it should come more. The route should come more instead of standing here for like an hour and a half waiting for the bus. Like, this is the worst bus to catch. It goes all the way down South Philly, and then it goes all the way out Germantown. Like, I don't know. It goes all the way through Center City.
Yeah, we're ourselves here. We have never taken the 23 from Chestnut Hill all the way down to South Philly. So we thought today we were going to actually take the long ride and look for, as we like to say, old memories people have, good and bad, and as well as adventure. So any advice you'd give to someone on why they should or should not take the 23?
Well, the 23 is full of entertainment, drunks, crazy people, all kinds of stuff, which is, it could be entertainment and it could be dangerous at the same time. Like, I wouldn't want to catch this bus at all if I didn't have to. I'd rather catch the train. Okay. Train gets you everywhere faster. You know, you not squished in because they'll squish you in. Or sometimes the bus will be so full in the front and nobody's in the back. So I wouldn't catch this bus at all. Like, to be honest, I'm a driver. I don't like catching no buses because they all are ignorant. Like, they treat people like, I haven't caught the bus in like 6 years. And when I finally caught the bus, I didn't know where I'm going. And they talk to me as if I caught the bus every day, and like if I knew where I was going. When I ask questions about directions, they say I don't know, or you know, they real mean. The bus drivers are horrible.
Okay, thanks a lot. Well, the bus driver today seemed pretty nice when I met her earlier today getting her morning started. I don't know
this
if it's
one been, is, she knows yeah. You're on this bus. That's why she know that you're on this bus getting everybody's opinion. That's why she gonna be like, hey, how you doing?
Walnut Street for outbound routes 9, 12, 21, and 42.
So you guys take this bus route often?
No, not really. She was in the hospital for a while. You should take it all the way to the end of the line. And we just ride it once in a while to go to the bank, different things like that.
So taking it from this end of the line to the other line, you would care to share that experience, what it's like to take the 23 all the way up and all the way back?
It was a long ride, but I had no complaints about the timing and the schedule and things like that, but it's just a long route.
I was never had that experience because I was the one in the hospital, in Chestnut Hill Hospital, but just to get out, we're retired, and we take a bus ride once in a while just to get us to go somewhere. We happen to like this little route. We like it.
I just was saying it goes from one end of the city to the other, all the way down from the Navy Yard, all the way up to Chestnut Hill, and then you're almost outside the city. You really get to see so many of the different areas of the city. You go through South Philly, North Philly, Germantown, etc., Chestnut Hill. It's really a lot to see.
How do you feel this would affect you, someone who wanted to take this trip? I mean, if someone of you were going to say, you know, you're going to take the 23 from here up to Chestnut Hill, with it being split now into two different lines?
I don't know. I liked it with the long ride. I mean, especially if you're retired like we are, you know, it's nice to see the different things, the different areas and stuff like that. I'd rather see it be one line.
I ride the 23 bus just about every day. So it's going to be a little bit difficult trying to figure out the new bus schedule, but I'll be on the new bus as well as the 45 coming up around now. I usually always have a good time riding the bus in the center city with no problem getting there on time.
I don't have any exciting stories from the 23, but I like that I can predict when it's coming on my phone.
Okay, so the SEPTA app has been something. So that's interesting because it's the first time we've had people talk about the app.
I can time it. I can walk, you know, if I see it's coming in 3 minutes, I walk up my front door, walk to the end of the block, and I'm there.
Great. And so, you know, do you, just you've heard the 23 is being split.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that affect your ride any?
I don't know yet, actually. I'm told it won't affect it too much, but I'll have to pay attention to the numbers more.
Okay. So what has you taking the 23?
My job.
Okay.
I work as a home health aide, so I have to come from Chester all the way to North Philly.
And then you take the 23 and, all the way up. Now, are you aware of the split that's going to be happening, 23 split?
Yeah, but I don't understand it, really. But it's a good thing because this is ridiculous.
What would you do to improve it?
I would get more buses out here. Even though it's going to be split, I still think they should have more bus drivers driving this route because it's ridiculous. It's like a and then it's worse with the kids. Kids are a nightmare. I hate them. I'm sorry. I have a child. But these teenagers are ridiculous.
So we're taking the bus right now. It is a Tuesday afternoon. It's relatively, or actually early morning around noontime right now. So it's 11:30. How is this a typical crowded bus, or is it sometimes more crowded, or how would you compare this to the everyday travel? I mean, we're taking it at a time I know with the holiday approaching it may be less so I'm just trying to get a good general feel of what it would be like to be on the bus at this time on a regular, you know, weekday going back and forth to work.
This is crowded, right? It could be way worse than this. I mean, wall-to-wall people. It's like a fight to try to get off the bus. So this is a cakewalk compared to what it is during peak hours.
All right. Thanks a lot. You thought this was the best ride in the city for you?
Yeah, the best route, yeah. Again, I always thought it was the longest, so I took to it for that. And it, me, when I was small, we lived in South Philly. So we could make it from South Philly all the way to our family in Germantown off of one bus. So that was great. I just love that.
So growing up, you've ridden this route since you were a small child. And yes. So, you know, talk about how you've seen it change over the years. Have you seen it change in terms of the, you know, the people and just the ride in itself? You know, any changes you've seen?
I think people are more rowdy now. Even some bus drivers are more lean towards more rowdy than others. Besides that, Shapes, I think, is better than the trolley. I think the bus is better than the trolley when it was a trolley. But they can take the line off and stop the bus. And they used to do that a lot. I like the bus better. Yeah, because the trolley had a line on the back.
Yeah?
Yeah, in certain neighborhoods you go through, they would take the line off or, like, stop the bus. And you may have to fight or whatever, like, when we was going to school. So I didn't really like that part. So I like the bus better versus the trolley.
Oh yeah. Have you, this ride has a lot of memories for you, is what you
mean? Yeah, the 23 route, absolutely. Yeah.
Is there any memory in particular that you know you cherish with this ride?
The only one that comes to mind is when we used to fight going to school, and they used to take that line off the trolley route, and the trolley would stop.
Okay.
And we had to wait till the cops come and all that. They put the line back up. The trolley can continue on.
Okay.
But so that wasn't too good with those times. It was bad.
Riding the 23 gave us a glimpse into what is a daily aspect for many here in the city of Philadelphia. We thank them for sharing their stories. This program has been a production of G-Town Radio. For more information on G-Town Radio programming, visit gtownradio.com.